Welcome back to Racing Pulse. Well, racing on the weekend is at Caulfield, and we've got the little sniff of spring. The first feature is the listed Sir John Monash Stakes, and one of the most popular horses in Australia will be lining up once again. Jungle Edge, just a few weeks off turning 10, has his 82nd start, and it's great to have a chat to trainer Mick Bell this morning. How are you, Mick?
Good, thanks, Michael.
How is the old boy going?
He's, it's like nobody's told him his age. He's jumping out of his skin. We've had the routine of what we've done a few times before is a little bit of a freshen up after he come back from Sydney and just sort of kept him ticking over. And then we give him a nice little trial on Monday and we're all ready to go.
Does he surprise you? I know you know him so well, but does he continually surprise you how he seems to have got the elixir of youth?
Yeah, he does, because I've sort of been, you know, getting myself ready for the last couple of seasons, you know, that it might be coming to an end, but he seems to be getting better rather than slower. So, yeah, no, it's amazing, but I'm not knocking it.
No, and why would you? What are your thoughts on Saturday? You're probably looking to the skies, wanting a bit more wet weather. We are in the middle of winter, so we'll be on a soft track. But at this stage, it's probably not looking like a heavy surface.
Look, I'm happy if the race was run today, I'd be happy. And it really does look like we're going to get a little bit more rain before then. It's certainly not warm enough to dry out much, and. Now, he's won more races on sixes and sevens than he has on heavy. So, I'm happy, really happy with the way things are shaping up for this race. And, I expect him to run a really good race.
It looks a good race on paper for him, doesn't it? The way it will, I suppose, pan out on Saturday. What are your confidence levels?
Yeah, they're very high, which worries me. my levels are very high, you know. But look, it's just all mapped out very well. And, I suppose the rest is up to the racing gods. But he's certainly going into the race feeling very well. And with that same formula that's worked at least twice in the last year of about 6 weeks and a little trial beforehand, and it seems to be when he he's won both times and that's happened. He had a jump out on the Monday before he won at Caulfield earlier in the piece, and then he had a jump out and won before he went to Adelaide a month or so ago.
And Jade DeRose, the team gets back together. It'll be great to have her on board on Saturday. Has she come out and done anything with him, or does she just meet up with him on race day?
No, she's his regular rider at home here, which I live 10 minutes from the Cranbourne complex. At home here, my rider at home is Rexy Fernando, but at the track it's always Jade, and it has been for years. And that was why it was so good to eventually be able to get her on board, because she's done so much work with the horse over the years. Like, she really knows him. And when Jade said he trialled really good on Monday, that's good, because she doesn't give praise when it's not warranted. So, yes, it's really good to have her on board.
Well, he ran second in the Monash last year and then he progressed on to the Bletchingley. Is that the same plan this time round?
Well, it is, but if he happened to go how I think he's going to go and win, as much as the Bletchingley looks ideal, it does. You know, maybe I should be going back to spacing his runs a bit more, giving him a trial and putting him in. But it's very hard to pick what the weather's going to do. If you don't take the runs when they're there, so. On paper, I'd run in the Bletchingley if the wet weather was still about. Okay. Because you can't order that. You just have to sort of roll with it. I suppose that wasn't a very good answer to a fair enough question. But you know, like first up, he's kind of dangerous, and like that's when he seems to be running his best these days. Is off a 5 or 6 week spacing.
Well, you sound confident. It's got me excited. We can't wait to see Jungle Edge back in action on Saturday. Good luck, Mick.
Thanks, Michael.